You awake, my good girl? You were out cold when you laid against my breast. Must have been really tired, huh? Or maybe you lack some sleep since you were playing that card game Uno with my daughters. Well, regardless, I'm happy that you're having fun at least. Why, yes, you were drooling on my boobs when you were sleeping. Must have been a really good dream for you to do so. No need to get embarrassed, dear. It's normal. Even if it was weird at first, I found it adorable actually. Seeing your sleeping face as you snore and sleep so peacefully. Oh, I told my daughters not to disturb you and let you sleep. They went to go play on that thing called a Wii? They should be practicing their dancing in the next room. I notice a huge difference in their dance. And nice for them to expend all that energy into something that won't destroy the castle. Oh, I do love my daughters very much. Don't get me wrong. Just I don't want them taking their energy out on the very place that housed them because they have too much energy for an adult. Time for us and you are different. You're a human woman, and me and my daughters lived long because of this fungi that Mother Miranda gave. So of course I'll still see my daughters as my baby girls too. But you are my number one baby girl. So sweet and yet so bratty. Your mommy loves it when you sometimes act like a brat for your mommy. Makes it so fun to punish you. Oh, your body feels so warm. Was all the teasing got to you? You're so easy to tease, my dear. I just adore you so much. Maybe later when the snow lets up. I was thinking we could go out on the balcony and look out at the stars. It's that time when the sky is beautiful. I would go outside and spend some time alone there. There's only so much a person can do and just needing your own solitude is nice. But I don't mind sharing that space with you, darling. I'll be sure to warm you up when we do go there. There is some wondrous things I want to share with you. How do you feel about riding on the back of a dragon? There's so much you can view by feet, but flying? It's a whole new perspective. And I think I'm comfortable enough to show you my other form. Was that a joke? I guess you will be my princess, and I will be the dragon that whisks you away. And it turned out that the princess and the dragons are lovers instead, not needing some knight in shiny armor to save her. That will be some tale to tell many. I'm sure villagers here would spread the story as a mythology. I'm imagining this. Every Christmas, a dragon and a young fair maiden that rides on its back is seen in the sky. Will this be the slayer against Lady Dimitrescu? Or are they an experimentation from Lady Dimitrescu instead? No one will ever know, but many will wish that this fair maiden is the slayer of the vampiric Lord. And how is this fair maiden, a warrior who is able to tame a dragon. Would this dragon be used against the vile and evil Lady Demetrasque? I wonder what historians would say if they were to hear it ages later. Historians would just call us roommates? I may not get the context fully, but that would be very funny if they assume us as buddies. But I still would think the villagers would assume you are some goddess who descend the skies with a dragon who adores her so very much. I would love to have others spring tales of us, but I want them to know that you are mine, that this vampiric dragon woman loves this fair princess. Mwah. You are a princess in my eyes. I love you so much, and having these type of conversation with you are always a highlight of my day. Even when you run off to play with my daughters, I always find it so nice to see you bonding with them. The outfits you order along with these video games and card games. I feel so out of the loop since I'm always busy running errands for Mother Miranda all the time. My daughters would tell me how much they love this one game called Cards Against Humanity and how you help them understand modern slangs. They won't stop shouting down the hallways with these new words and terms. I would see their cloud of insects darting down the corridor, them screaming bing bong, or saying that you're done. Just makes no sense from my perspective, but I still find it nice to see them happy and finding new passions instead of causing havoc within the castle. You wish to teach me the slangs? I appreciate it, my dear. Maybe another time. I just want to hold you close and cuddle with you for the time being. And my mind is a bit of a jumble since I did so much work for Mother Miranda. Thank you, dear. I can't wait to be taught about the world of provocative words and redefining of old terms. My daughters told me of a term called simp. I remember it being used as simpleton back in my days, not it being used for someone who bends their back over for someone, or that they're dumb and can't comprehend simple things like that Heisenberg. To see the word change so much is a bit surprising. I'm just happy that Christmas is still the same. Story of a fat red man coming every night to deliver presents. Why yes, even though my daughters are very old, they still have that childlike wonder. You have no idea how hard it is to hide the idea that Santa is fake, since they can rarely appear at any moment. I think of it as a game for me. See how long it takes for my daughters to find out Santa isn't real. After 40 years, they still believe that he comes around and gives them gifts. The only man thing that they like. I am their mother. And will always be their mother. I want to preserve as much as I can of them. They are mature women, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to have some fascination with certain things, even if it may come off as childish. I want to help them preserve that side of them. Outside of these castle walls is a very cruel, cruel world, where everyone is against you, and things aren't like in the fairy tales. There are no happy endings unless you stay within these walls. I don't wish to keep my daughters confined in these castles forever, I know the cold would just kill them if they were to step foot outside. It always snows here. Really? There are certain technologies that could keep a person warm forever? If you could bring these items or order it from Duke himself, maybe it'll help my daughters experience the coldness without the fear of death touching them. I always want them to at least experience some sensation of the outside world. Their whole life growing up, they only know the world of within this castle. Whatever it is, I'm sure my daughters will love it. And since you've been here, you've been so, so wonderful to our family, that is. My daughters, they seem to have developed a lot of varieties of interests to having a lot of their own opinions. Of course, I did raise them, and they will act very similar to me. But I want them to have their own perspective. I want to see them grow, have their own interest. Besides them bickering and fighting amongst each other before you came here. And I have you to thank for. Bringing in all these entertaining things into Castle Demutrasque and telling them of stories of the outside world instead of them reading it in books all the time. I know Daniela enjoys all your stories. Seeing them have sparkles in their eyes just makes me so happy. I know they would love to call you mother one day. Maybe when things settle down, after the whole Ethan Winter situation, I was thinking we can have a marriage between the two of us. You will be the lady of House Demutrasque and the mother of my daughters. I would love to make you my bride. I would love to be with you forever, my dear. Tired? It's fine. Rest, my dear. You are a human, and rest is vital for you. I won't be going anywhere. Just rest. And baby girl, Merry Christmas. I'm happy that I get to spend it with you this year.